Well, thank you so much for joining us again today for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. We welcome you back. And in our studio today is Randy Ryan Melchert. Randy, welcome to the broadcast. You and your family have been involved in Word for Life Radio Ministry almost since day one, I guess.
That is correct. In fact, I was just looking up, and it's almost been 10 years that the Word for Life program has been on the air.
And so when you consider the different ways that it has changed the last 3 years, it's been more testimonies and just showing how the Lord has helped folks get through major issues. It's really exciting to see how the Lord has used the broadcast. And, of course, change is an aspect of the Christian life. You have to be willing to make some changes. As far as your ministry, you have a varied ministry. You're how old?
29.
29. And you've got about 75 irons in the fire. But we specifically wanted to talk about your most recent run for office. But go back maybe earlier in your life, childhood possibly, and tell us how you as a born-again believer became involved in politics.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for letting me be on the program today. And part of it's just, you know, some of the interests that you pick up. Growing up, you know, had a family that encouraged reading. Reading was important. Got the newspaper, and so, you know, you'd be reading up on the news of the day. And you'd find some of this policy stuff interesting. Well, all these different races, these elections, these campaigns, these political challenges, you know, president would be coming through town and parents would try to take you to make sure so that you could get to see that the president of the United States was there.
Right.
And some of these important leaders who'd be passing through town.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd just be aware of it as it would be going by and you'd have different elections. And for some of those who are more math inclined, just seeing on election night and on TV, they'd be adding up all these electoral votes and all these votes here and there. Just even the math side
raises a lot of questions of, Dad, how does that work?
And so they would, you know, tell you, well, go read more about it. And, you know, they'd always take me to the library and just some of these areas that that you'd be interested in, just as it's part of the world and being part of the news as part of society.
Right.
Had an uncle who was on the village board. My grandpa had ran for office back in the day. And so some of the people who had been involved in different areas of civics and realizing that this is an important area of life, that it affects so many different areas of daily life.
Right.
And so as some of the interests just in following it, whether it's just in the news or back then when it was the newspaper.
Right.
And then as it developed, where sometimes you then had opportunities to be involved, whether it was in college that somebody said, hey, can you help make phone calls for a candidate or knock doors for whatever, that you'd gradually have an opportunity and it would develop. Back then in summer of 2008, I was traveling back from college, and so we were passing through Washington, D.C., and seeing some of the stuff and just realizing, you know, that there's important duties to be done. And
right.
At that time,
right.
Actually, our state representative was getting ready to retire. And so I looked at it and thought, well, you know, any idiot can do this job. I could be just the idiot to do this.
And you're 23 at the time.
Yep. It was actually a few years after college. My cousin had graduated. So he was taking a bit of a road trip, and I was helping him drive all of his luggage back to Milwaukee. And so we were detouring through Washington, D.C. And so at that time, you know, started talking to some different people and finding out, well, what's involved. And pretty soon we heard, well, you got to knock doors. Got to knock more doors. Just keep knocking doors.
Okay.
So heard from people, yeah, about 10,000 doors should be able to do it.
This is getting signatures to allow you to become a candidate.
Correct, yeah. First part of running for office in Wisconsin, at least, is you need 200 nomination signatures if you're running for state assembly.
Okay.
So get your map and you see where all the district is and you realize it started in southern end of Butler, went all the way up to Germantown, out to Richfield at that time. So figured, well, I'll just start in Butler, start knocking doors.
Right.
Tell people, hey, think about running for state assembly. You know, what concerns you have about
government?
What stuff do you like, dislike? By the way, would you help me sign a nomination paper? And we're in a friendly area. You know, most people, they're excited that people are running for office. And what was amazing was so many people would be, they were just surprised to meet somebody running for office.
Who even cared about what they thought.
Exactly.
Right.
Most people don't have people knocking at their doors.
No, not at all.
And especially somebody who actually wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of interesting. Was about over 90% of the people, they'd never really thought about it.
Wow.
And so they knew something needed to be done, but they didn't know what. And so it was great to be able to talk to them. Most people were more than happy to sign. started knocking all the way from southern end of Butler, kept going all the way north, I think over 3 months. Didn't quite get to 10,000, got to about 8,000 doors, but talked to thousands and thousands of people.
Sure, right.
Met tons of great people. It was a great opportunity to be able to realize, you know, hey, that a lot of people are concerned. Election night came and got about 27% of the vote in a four-way race.
Mm-hmm.
And it was exciting just to be able to realize, you know, that even if you don't win, you're making an impact that
right.
It actually gives you an opportunity to make more of an impact.
Right.
But after that race, all of a sudden doors opened and, you know, people were saying, hey, can you help us out on this project? Can
uh-huh.
you help us
uh-huh.
on that? It opened up doors for other different opportunities
right.
that otherwise wouldn't have been able to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what was interesting. There's lots of candidates every year that don't win. But just mm-hmm. that experience and that
right.
dedication, discipline opens up many different doors down the road.
Now, as you were talking to folks and they would say, yeah, I've got a concern about this, I've got a concern about that. If they mentioned something that you didn't know a whole lot about, did you say, you know, I don't know a whole lot about it? Or how did you respond to that?
Yeah. Some of the concerns back then when gas prices were first breaking $4 a gallon, people were concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
Other people concerned, you know, well, are you pro-life? Well, you know, what are your thoughts on this?
Right, right.
And so that's why I actually had my phone number and all the different cards we left. About two-thirds of the people actually aren't home. So
okay.
of the 8,000 doors, most people, you end up just leaving a card.
Right.
And so, you, hey, if somebody asks something you don't know about, you tell them, you know what, hey, I'll look up on it.
Right.
Here's my phone number. Give me a call. I'll try to contact you back. You've seen some of the people's are knocking doors. They got kind of their clipboard with them as
mm-hmm.
they have
mm-hmm.
the list of all the voters.
Sure.
And, you know, would scribble on comments like, you know, hey, this voter was interested in, you know, whether it was gas taxes or whether it was in road construction.
Right. Right.
Or whether it was in child welfare placements.
Mm-hmm.
Just the many areas that the government would be affecting every aspect of life.
Well, that would really cause you then to deepen and widen your research.
Yes. Just when you look at the wide variety, in fact, the state budget is about $30 billion a year.
My goodness.
That there's hundreds of thousands of employees,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Department of Education, Health and Human Services, the courts, the judiciary, whether it's child custody disputes, whether it's
uh-huh.
welfare. And some people, their issue was just, well, you know, the amount of gas taxes they were paying at the pump. Other
sure.
people, it was what happened to the fact that all of a sudden when they got married, they weren't eligible for government benefits anymore, that there was a significant disincentive
mm-hmm.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
Others were saying, I'm looking at moving out of state just because it's too expensive to live here.
Sure. So as you consider those issues, is it a difficult thing to explain to people your age why it's important to be involved like you are?
You're right about that. Then in churches, and sometimes when it gets near an election, pastors will mention, you know, it's important to vote based on biblical principles.
Right,
that's important
right.
to be. And I'll see in churches where everyone age 40 and up is nodding their head saying amen. Everyone under age 30 is sitting back, rolling their eyes, wondering, you know, when's he going to get done with this?
Right, right.
And that there is a big gulf. Part of it is that most people of my generation, you know, we're not quite homeowners yet,
uh-huh.
so we don't understand what property taxes have to do.
Okay.
If we have kids in our generation, they're not quite old enough for school, so we're
mm-hmm.
not as concerned about school board elections.
Right.
We didn't volunteer for the military. We weren't from a generation that
mm-hmm.
could be drafted
right.
and could be sent overseas to fight battles in other countries.
Right.
In fact, many don't even realize some of the other aspects. In fact, lately, one of the issues we've been finding is just the amount of taxation on Bible camps, that Bible camps, church camps, Christian camps have to pay property taxes on every acre above 30 acres. In fact, we're talking to some of the camps. They're paying between $1,000 and $10,000 a year in property tax.
Okay.
Most people think, well, you know, churches are tax exempt.
Right.
Why aren't the camps? And in fact, we've been actually running the numbers that hopefully if we're able to get church camps entirely property exempt within the next budget cycle,
right.
we figure it'll save camps enough money across just Wisconsin that we could send about 2,000 kids a summer to camp
wow.
free.
That's certainly an issue that is important, but not even something that I, in all my years of Christian ministry, happen to be aware of.
And that's part of it, is that a lot of people think, well, it's just, you know, pro-life, pro-family, just support Israel, that it's just these big areas
those big
that,
issues.
That are important. But we think, well, it doesn't apply to us because, you know, that's just way off in Madison or that's just other people's
right,
problems.
Right.
it doesn't affect me, but it's realizing that what goes on in government affects our churches.
Right.
In the city of Milwaukee, it's easier to open a funeral home than to open a church, the way the zoning regulations are.
Wow.
Your Christian camps, the amount of taxes that they have to pay, that if we freed up, that we could be sending kids to camp on scholarship.
Yeah, yeah. And 2,000 kids going to camp every year. Man, I'm so excited about camp because it was there that God got a hold of my heart, full-time Christian service, you know, that type of a thing. 2,000 kids every year going to the camp? Man, that really lights my fire. That's exciting.
And the nice thing is that this is money that camps are already having to pay.
Right.
Where instead, if they just use it towards scholarships,
that
we'd be able to make helping government use the resources more efficiently. Instead of the problems we have from youth delinquency, the amount we spend on drug courts, juvenile courts, we're just letting camps pay less in taxes, frees up resources.
Right, right, exactly.
The incredible cascading power of better government policies.
But, Randy, so many times we hear that Christians say, you know, we ought not be involved in politics. It's just dirty. What we're talking here is clean. Nothing dirty at all about it, but it takes somebody to stand up and let a voice be heard.
And the policy side's a little cleaner, but, you know, in some cases it is dirty. I mean, you can't pretend that, you know, you can go entire election cycle without seeing a negative ad on TV.
Oh, sure, sure.
But it's a fact of life that, you know what, it's a tough field, but that's why there's a need. As the old song goes, the darker the night, the brighter the light.
Correct.
But that's the opportunity that we have, and especially in politics, working, and not just on the campaign side. People forget that there are tens of thousands of people who work behind the scenes on these campaigns.
Right, right.
And that is one of the biggest mission fields that we have to help share our life. Whether you're at a rally and you run across some of the other volunteers, but I mean, there's people who work. One of probably the tougher jobs out there is a political staffer. The pay is extremely low. The hours are extremely long. I'd be working on campaigns and it could go 6 a.m. till midnight. And you look at the pay and it's like, well, if you're adding up the hours, you're not going to hit minimum wage.
15 cents an hour. Oh, man.
And that this is an opportunity that we have to be a light even to other people who share our values, share our enthusiasm, and that we're able to help share the good news of Jesus with other people as we're working towards some of these causes that we share.
And next time we talk, we want to talk about knowing the issues. We say vote for biblical issues. So many times people have no clue what biblical issues are even at stake, and how to become educated in that field. Well, we've run out of time, but folks, join us in a couple of days for our next session, and you'll hear more about the importance of knowing Bible issues, voting for Bible issues, and giving us a little bit longer to be able to have the freedom to get the gospel out and preaching the cross of Christ. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.